right, gang, back in action. It is a daily podcast for this Monday morning on the John DeBella Show. Happy February 11th. Hopefully you got into work easily today. Yeah, a little dusty with the snow, but any day without having to use the ice scraper is a fine winter morning by my standards. It's Dave hanging with you. All the best stuff right here for your listening enjoyment. John had a weekend shift on MGK Saturday. He was broadcasting live from the auto show. We talked about that. Shared four random facts with Cindy Graham. Heard about a house that's on the market in Maple Glen with a rather interesting basement. Our Fast Five contest is continuing for another week at 7:30 every morning in an effort to get you on a trip down to Universal Orlando Resort. If you can identify the five song clips we play for you in our Fast Five contest, Olive Garden is making news for something rather hokey that they're doing for Valentine's Day. And it's Monday morning, so we rounded up the stupid in our society and did away with them. Thin the herd, as always. It's all in here for you right now. Let's go. It is the Daily Podcast.
I got a little satisfaction out of the weather this morning. And yep. Well, I don't know how it is other places, but in my house, I barely had an inch of snow.
Yeah,
so I got satisfaction out of that. Right. Upstate,
if you can believe it.
Upstate,
really?
Dave.
Yeah, we matched
upstate
you for once.
Dave. Yeah, it was just a quick go, and it's off your car.
Yeah, I like when I can use a snow blower instead of a shovel. All right, that's my
yeah,
idea.
Your neighbors love it, too.
Especially at 4 a.m. 30 degrees outside right now, mostly cloudy today. The high temperature, about 38, but there is some book yuck weather coming. There's snow and sleet tonight, and then rain, freezing rain and sleet tomorrow. Next couple of days are going to be a pain in the ass, but it sure as hell is not what's going on out west. All right.
True.
I mean, you know, the Midwest and who threw in the hat for the president?
Oh, Klobuchar.
Amy Klobuchar.
Klobuchar. Yes. Right.
And, she resembled a Yeti while announcing.
She did it in a damn blizzard.
Yeah.
Right.
Outdoors in a blizzard.
Yeah.
I didn't see any crowd shots. Did you?
I did not.
I did. There was a small contingent of people there, yeah.
And then in Washington State, right? I mean, there is a brutal blizzard. How long do you say that?
I'm not sure what they got recently in the last couple of days, but somebody tweeted out that the weather they're expecting might be like another foot of snow.
Wow. Now you ready for this part of that story?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Supermarkets are running out of things in Washington. Right. What is the number one thing, the first thing they ran out of in supermarkets, especially in Seattle?
Something gluten-free.
Fish.
Something gluten-free.
Kale.
Oh, I was close.
Boy.
Kale.
Probably is gluten-free.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
I'm flying. I obviously, right, you guys did tune in for my show on Saturday morning.
Oh, big time. Yeah, I was texting.
No,
I was calling.
I forgot you were on.
I got to tell you something. You guys have the easiest damn time on the planet doing those shows.
Excuse me.
All right? Those shows are – come on. Come on. They're a cinch. They're an absolute cinch.
Oh, yeah, but I'm working
six days. If monkeys could talk, they could do those shows.
I'm working 6 days a week, as is Dave.
Right, exactly. Driving in here on a Saturday night isn't exactly the most fun for the weekend.
Should I say your most hated phrase?
Go ahead and say it, because, you know, when we do those shows, my name's on the log then, too, and so is Dave.
No. That's not my most hated phrase.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
All right, right. You wouldn't work 6 days if you would have studied harder.
Worst.
I know you hate that phrase. I know you do.
Makes no sense.
It does make any sense. We didn't need to go to college for this job.
Right.
See? If you would have studied on it.
I hate you.
John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
You know, it's so odd because I honestly thought when you said Valley Forge, it was going to be followed by something. You know, like Valley Forge State Park, Valley Forge Casino. No, it's being brought to you by Valley Forge. Happens to be in Montco. Right? We got a lot of stuff. Okay. Yay, Montco.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's
We got Valley Forge in Montco. That's cool.
Yeah, that's it. We got
that's
that.
All you need.
We got that. Look, a couple of log cabins. All right.
George Washington used to chill here.
Yeah, that's it, right? And they ate shoes. All right, let's get to some more random facts.
And now it's time for
Random facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, Cindy, as long as you got us all filled in on Monco, right?
Okay.
Give us our first random fact for this morning.
All right. When you talk to yourself in your head, your larynx still makes tiny movements.
Wow.
What?
Even though you're not talking out loud, your larynx still makes tiny movements. Isn't that freaky?
I gotta test this thing.
All right, let's all test it now. Ready?
All right, here we go. Yep.
Scintillating radio.
Steve, what do you got?
Steve was really tickled by that.
A lifetime warranty doesn't mean you have the warranty for your lifetime. It refers to how long the company expects the product to last. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Good point.
I wonder if that comes in the fine print. Dave?
Walgreens grew from 20 stores to 400 stores during Prohibition in the 1920s and early 30s because they were allowed to sell whiskey for, quote, medical purposes.
One of the same reasons why I get marijuana. Okay. The reason gas prices end with 0.9 cents, like, you know, 2.499, mm-hmm. All right, comes from the Great Depression when Congress created a gas tax of 1.5 cents, and the stations had to start calculating tenths of a gallon from then on, and the tradition sucked.
It did suck, too. Taxes are no fun.
I was going to say stuck, but it sucked as well. And there are your...
Random
facts.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
Anybody looking for a house? Anybody, are you looking for a new house?
Not my forever home.
Cindy, not at the moment.
Cindy, as you're in your forever home, Dave?
Yes.
Oh, lucky.
Yep.
All right. Well, if you've got a spare $750K laying around, there's a house up for sale here in our area. Maple Glen. You said it's up by you?
It's not far from... It's Montgomery County. It's about 15 minutes from Willow Grove.
All right. Yeah. The house, which 5,000 square feet, Cindy...
Mm-hmm.
All right. They've actually been renting it out on Airbnb for $750 a night and $2,000 for weekends.
I know why. But continue.
Right. They got 5 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, 3 fireplaces, indoor and outdoor entertainment systems, a gazebo, a gourmet kitchen, a billiard room, a gym, and a sex dungeon.
What?
A fully equipped sex dungeon. It has every toy, harness, and whip that you can imagine. All right.
Really?
Oh, God. Have you seen the pictures of this place yet?
No. I have seen them.
You've seen them?
It's well done.
It's done very well.
Nice. It's a tasteful sex dungeon.
Yeah.
Nice house.
And they have both that tie you up on a X thing. Right, and the tie you up on the pentagram, which of course you mean so much to.
All right, hold on, I found the room.
You found the room.
All right, I'm looking.
Forget the room. Find the realtor. Let's get this booked.
Looking at the bed.
All right, so let's go do a show there.
It looks like they have the bed at the end has like a stockade.
Oh yeah, I wonder what that's for.
Guys. Very medieval.
It's a stockade all around it. As a matter of fact, look at the bars all around the bottom of the bed. Right,
there's whips and chains hanging from the walls.
Nice recessed lighting.
Yeah, but
a neutral carpet.
All the restraints do have lamb's wool on the inside. Oh, I don't know if you noticed that. All right, so you don't get that leather chafing.
What's the wooden?
What's the wooden fist?
Yeah.
What's that for? All right. In case there are bugs in the room.
Oh, really?
Right, you get to smash them with the wooden fist.
When's the next open house?
Something tells me it's open a lot more than we know about. And it opens a lot more than we know about. So... you know, we can put a link to this up on the Facebook page.
I seriously want Steve to book the realtor for an interview.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouthboy. Zip it.
MGK.
It's time for us to give the trips out and travel. Yep, it's time for the Fast Five. Today's Fast Five artist is The Doors. I'll play 5 clips from 5 different Doors songs for you. They sound like this morning. And as I've told you before, you don't have to identify the clips in order, but you do have to correctly identify all 5 of them. Be the first person to do that, and you and the guests will fly round trip to Universal Orlando Resort, the world's most exciting family vacation destination, where you'll play, scream, and laugh with the biggest characters in movies, TV, and pop culture. Plus, you'll stay on site at the Loews Sapphire Falls Resort. Number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. You must be 21 or older in order to play. And now, once again, the Fast Five clip. Now let's see how Frank's going to do this morning. Good morning, Frank. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Nothing much. What's happening with you, fella?
Man, I got these songs.
You do? You've got these?
Orlando.
Okay, all right.
Bring
well, he said we haven't had anybody get it on the first call yet.
Right.
Frank seems rather confident. Where are you from, Frank?
Wilmington, Delaware.
Okay.
Out here plowing this snowstorm.
Oh, wow. The man is working, pulling over in this terrible snowstorm. What do you got down there, an inch or two?
We got about 2 inches out here.
Okay, all right. Plowing away. So, Frank, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, tell me.
All right, I got Moonlight Drive, Love Me Two Times, Break On Through to the Other Side, Birdhouse Blues, and L.A. Woman.
Very good guess, but incorrect. That takes us over to Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, John.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Are you? You don't sound very confident, Mary.
Well, I was.
You were?
Yeah.
Okay, do you need to hear the clips again?
No, I'm just going to go with it.
Okay, tell me.
Okay, Moonlight Drive, Hello, I Love You, Roadhouse Blues, L.A. Woman, and Love Me Two Times.
Moonlight Drive, Hello, I Love You, Roadhouse Blues, L.A. Woman, and Love Me Two Times?
That's what I'm thinking.
That's what you're thinking, huh? Oh, God. Hey, that's what you're thinking, huh?
I am.
You're a winner!
Yeah! Mary! You got it, Mary!
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
You got it. Have you been down to Universal Orlando Resort?
It's been about 7 years,
okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, it changes so much from year to year, but you get to experience it once again because you are going to Florida for Classic Rock. 102.9 MGK.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, darling.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
The folks at Olive Garden have something that I think might end up putting you in the Valentine's doghouse.
Okay.
They've come up with the idea of if you go to their website, you can get a template online that you can print out a bouquet holder. And then they expect you to go to Olive Garden and buy an order of breadsticks to put in the bouquet holder. Right? How would your wife react if you came home with a bouquet of breadsticks?
If it was college, she would love me. Now I'd be looking at a new lock on my door.
Yeah. Kristen would love me. She's
really?
Begging to go to Olive Garden, and I said no.
Really?
She would love it. She would absolutely love it. I'm serious, too.
All right. I just want to clarify something. Kristen, this song is not a comment.
John DeBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK.
It's time for us to get to the stupid.
Send the herd.
Let's start off with the cops in Plainview, Texas, had a warrant out last month for a 19-year-old guy named Brandon Diaz. He was wanted for a felony theft for stealing $3,000 worth of jewelry from a family member.
Ooh.
So they posted about him on their Crime Stoppers Facebook page, and they offered a $1,000 reward for any tips that led to him getting arrested. And Brandon found it, and he sent them a message on their Facebook page saying, quote, "Can I get my own reward?" Then he put up three laughing so hard crying emojis. Okay? Well, the cops responded to him with, "We'll see you very soon." And they did. Brandon was caught last week. And they even followed up on their Facebook post by putting a picture of him handcuffed in the cop car. All right? He didn't get the reward.
In the herd.
What do you got, Steve?
32-year-old South Carolinian Justin Comer. His car died, so he went looking for help. He found two cops nearby. They were just happened to be in the area. They were checking out a drug complaint, so Justin asked if they would give him a jump. They came over to his car to jump it. They got suspicious when they saw his ignition key was broken. So they ran his plates, and they found out that Justin was driving a stolen car.
Okay.
He was arrested for possession of a stolen vehicle, but it was a BOGO day in Spartanburg, South Carolina. While the cops were dealing with Justin, a 55-year-old guy named Michael Lewis randomly wandered up to see what was going on. Well, turns out he had a warrant for his arrest, so nice. The cops arrested him too.
In the herd.
Over to you, Dave.
A Pinellas County, Florida patrol deputy has been asked to resign after what can only be described as an inappropriate use of their mail system.
All right.
James Piper. This is another one of those names where the irony is too much. James Piper admitted to a poorly thought out joke that saw him mail a toy bomb through the station's inner office mail. The box was insulated with plastic packaging, contained a red cylinder pipe with wires coming out of it and a handwritten note that said, boom. A threat alert was issued as soon as the package was opened. And needless to say, the prank didn't work out the way Piper had intended.
A cop.
Yes, a cop.
In the herd.
Officer Piper.
And we haven't mentioned Florida once yet.
Nope.
Okay,
not
lastly this morning, not in Florida. You know what fun size is, right?
Yeah. Of course.
Okay, all right. There's a 28-year-old guy named Joshua Hilliard in Cottonwood, Arizona, and he's been tutoring high school students as part of his mentoring program. Well, last week, apparently, he sent a picture of his junk to a 16-year-old girl he was working with.
Gross.
And when the cops arrested him, they were able to confirm that was him in the picture because he has the he has the words "fun size" tattooed on his udio.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir. Take your pants off. We have to see if you're packing fun size. All right, and he was. He told the cops that he thought Arizona's age of consent was 16, where it's actually 18. He's been charged with a felony for providing harmful materials to a minor.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's not the bazaar. He's a very naughty boy.
Philadelphia's
classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.